after the brain is marinated just so, with just the right amount of testosterone, typically, what other characteristics become different then about the male brain from a female brain, typical female brain?
Well, then, you know, by the time we're all born, we have those circuits that are specific for our gender. And male brains, when a boy is born, he actually has circuitry that's going to end up making him and his teen years, when the testosterone then resurges from 9 to 15 years old, by the way, it goes up 20-fold. That's like 200 to 250% in the boy. That starts running all of those circuits for the male brain and starts to have about 13, 14 years old. The boy starts to have fantasies, let's say, about female body parts.
Right.
And then he starts to enter into his lifelong sexual pursuit of the female.
So, again, typical for this, I think you used a description in the book in which you said that a boy at 9 years old gets the equivalent of one cup of, we looked at testosterone as a cup of beer. What was the analogy? How did that work?
Yeah, if the boy at 9 years old has one cup of beer, then by the time he's 15, he's drinking close to 2 gallons.
That's the amount of testosterone that comes into the system.
Yeah, increase. It's huge, like a tsunami of testosterone.
Comes in by the time he's 15, that he's getting 2 gallons. And so then, you know, there are women, and I have worked with some over the years, although not recently, thank God, but there's a period of time where it was kind of a popular notion that men were defective women.
Right? That's been for the last 30 years, of course. That's how, you know, that's my generation. I will take it. I was an undergraduate and a feminist at UC Berkeley in the 1970s. And, you know, all of my group of women, we thought men were the enemy, of course, you know, because
right.
You guys were keeping us down. And then,
right.
You know, over time, I think that what's also happened, you know, all of us women decided that when we had boys of our own, we were going to raise them with gender-neutral toys, and we were going to raise them to be sensitive husbands, and our future
right.
daughters-in-law would thank us for raising these sensitive men, right?
Yeah. And then that didn't work out quite like, right, as you all were expecting.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think in the school systems, what's also happened is that, you know, the boys learn by wiggling, like I talk about in the first chapter of the book. There's a lot of what's called embodied cognition, if you will. Let me explain what that means. It's a technical term. It means that, for example, when a boy learns to read the word R-U-N, run, he actually activates his leg muscles for running, and it's part of the way his brain learns that word. It's called embodied cognition, embodied learning. Of course, girls do that too, but boys need to do it a lot more. They describe math problems. They can actually tell you how they got the answer without even using a single word, just by gesturing. So they're a different style of learning in the classroom for boys. But sadly, of course, that has been, you know, it's been the little girl who sits quietly and does her work and turns in her work and doesn't run around the classroom and doesn't wiggle that gets all of the kudos from
right,
the classroom. And, of course, it's mostly female teachers in the grade schools anyway. Fortunately, there's more and more men coming into the teaching profession in the grade schools. But, you know, I think everybody, all your listeners out there know that, you know, it's a tough road to hoe for a little boy in a modern classroom.
It was very much like that for my boys. I have two boys, and they're both teenagers now. One going to be going off to college,
they're drinking the beer.
Oh yeah, tell me about that. Fortunately, it's right now all they're overdosing on is testosterone. There are lots of behaviors that we know are being driven by that. Because since you mentioned the testosterone, I think it was about 6 months ago that our oldest one just started saying spontaneously, "Oh, I wish I could get into a fight tonight." And it was so, and my wife was like shocked that he would say that, but I knew exactly what he meant. You know, it just sort of, and he didn't, God bless him, he was able to hold that back. But it was interesting that he was processing that thought out loud, and it was all about a testosterone surge, don't you think?
Yeah, so, you know, I think in the second chapter of the book, The Teen Boy Brain, I have lots of moms, especially, I'm glad you brought this up about the difference between you and your wife, and
yeah.
Because I think when dads hear that kind of stuff, they get it. They get it at a deep level. They remember it. It doesn't seem like their son is going off the deep end.
No.
It's just something that happens with one of those testosterone surges. Yeah. And there can be a lot of, there can be irritability and hostility. And like, but a lot of us women, so my son is 19 too. So he's just gone through this stage while I'm writing the Male Brain book. And he, you know, I remember that as well. And moms, it's shocking to us that our little boys end up saying things like that or doing things like that. And, you know, they spend a lot of time behind closed doors, don't they?
Yeah, and yet at the same time, and again, you know, we have, like, filters on the computers and other stuff, and we keep generally tracking. We're pretty happy with the trade-offs. And then every once in a while, you know, one of them will say, we're going out to shoot, you know, airsoft pellet guns, and you don't try to stop us, you know, and I don't, but, you know, we know that there's a certain things they've got to go do, and it's an active thing, and they've got to kind of get it out of their system, and so it is a little weird.
I went through the years of driving him to the paintball.
There you go.
The range for paintball.
Exactly. Where that's his graduation present this year. It's going to be a paintball range with his friends.
So, exactly. So, yeah. You know, and so us moms, you know, you go through it and you learn from your sons. But I think that, you know, as I describe in the teen boy brain part, this change is, I think, also a little bit shocking to the boys. And I remember, you know, talking, boys at 13, 14, when they start sometimes to have these sexual thoughts, which are normal, and that's what the testosterone is making them do, they don't know that other guys yet are thinking the same thoughts, and they're sort of alone with those thoughts.